Hello, Audio Boo. This is a Boo in reply to Armani Blog, The Boo Magnet, RJNet, and Daylight Gambler about booing in public. It's certainly an issue about booing in public that I do feel quite self-conscious. I'm actually quite jealous of RJNet, who will walk down the street explaining his journey home or to work with Vance, his guide dog. And that the fact that he feels confident enough to do that, and you can talk to your phone, because actually I found those boos quite inspiring, and it's made me really look forward to getting a guide dog. But then I feel that I'm constantly being judged. I think it's the older you get. When I was little, I used to record all the time, and maybe because I was a kid, I didn't care what anyone thought. So maybe that's one way to do it, is definitely to think, not worry about what other people say or what other people think, because people are using headphones and headsets all the time, you know, with things like Siri. People are being encouraged to talk to their phones and their devices anyway. And also, if you're talking, you know, you could be on the phone, you could be leaving a voicemail. And another thing I tend to do as well, if I'm going to do a boo in public, is talk a little bit like this, really quietly. I don't know, right up close to the microphone, and then hardly anybody can whisper me. But you guys can probably hear me quite clearly, and because of the noise-cancelling effect on the iPhone microphones, it works quite well. And then there's a lot of times where, you know, for example, Daylight Gambler, one way to get into this would just be by recording ambient sound. You know, just go on a train and record the sounds around you, and then in the description add a picture of where you are and explain where you are if you don't want to do the talking, for example. The other point that was raised was about recording conversations. That's a tricky issue, and there are some things that are very funny, but they should just remain within friends. And I think if there's quite a meaningful conversation going on, and it's something that, you know, wouldn't sort of come up anywhere else, then people should ask permission and before uploading. And going back to the ambience, I mean, it's fascinating. I love it because I love to hear, you know, what a train journey might sound like in New Orleans in comparison to what a bus might sound like in Colombia to what it might sound like in London. So that's an important point. So basically, those are my views. I think maybe I should stop worrying about what other people should think in public. Or speak more quietly into the mic and then maybe get noticed less. But yeah, you know, the idea of audio boo is about capturing sound and capturing sonic. So those are my views on it. I hope you're all having a great weekend. Bye.